This podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the U.S. and Europe. Today, you are listening to our AI in Action series, where leading minds in AI from across the world share their story, success, and advice. AI in Action cuts through the hype and explores the true impact of artificial intelligence in our world today.
You're listening to AI in Action. I'm your host, JP Ballantyne. Our guest today is Jay Nanduri. Jay is the Chief Technical Officer at Truveta. Jay, welcome to the show.
Thanks, JP. Glad to be here.
Jay, let's start with a background of yourself, please. Could you give us a bit of an overview of your journey in technology from where you got started, some of the roles you've held along the way, and what's led you to where you're at today as the CTO of Truveta?
If I start back, I did my bachelor's and master's from India, and I worked in a brief stint in ERP industry, hospitality industry, and customer loyalty programs and things like that. And I joined Microsoft here in US in 1998. I've worked there almost for 21 years. I joined as a developer, grew to a dev manager, director, general manager, distinguished engineering and technical fellow. It was a fantastic journey. I could get an experience of multiple areas. I worked in the areas like, if I were to give my AI experience, I started initially from probably 2004, 2005, where initially was in the maps, where we initially called it at Virtual Earth. Later, it became Bing Maps, where bringing the maps to the online world. There, the AI was totally about giving the right results to the users, based on whether a place, a store, or a direction. So it's all about location relevance. And later, I led the Bing effort, taking the Bing into mobile devices. And then I worked on the cloud and AI team, where I led an effort of comprehensive petabyte scale knowledge graph for understanding Microsoft customers, both consumer and commercial customers, to see their behavior across purchase, usage, and all across all products and services. And we used here AI to optimize the entire customer lifecycle. Overall, if I looked at my career at Microsoft, I used AI across most of my role, starting from way back when most of the intelligence used to be in the Prolog modules to these days where AI technology has evolved a lot. The time to market for a model is much quicker than ever before. There are two things I always carry forward is there's no one-size-fits-all in AI models. Every industry, every space is different. AI models have to be outcome-driven, and it needs to adapt to the data constraints. So that's the kind of uber point that this is what has given me in my kind of 20 years experience.
Amazing. It's great to hear that you had exposure to AI during a portion of your career, which flows nicely then into my next question, which is based on your background and the work you've done, what brought you to Truveta?
Yes, I think the journey into Truveta is a little bit personal for me because as in the professional life, I've been working with the evolution of data for different verticals and everything. One thing, you know, when search, mobile, commerce and everything, I was always used to think about healthcare as an industry. And a personal friend, our family had a fair share of doctor visits. And, you know, and me and my wife, our parents, actually our kids lost two grandparents to cancer and two grandparents to rare diseases. And me and my wife, we lost some of our close friends from school. So all this kept me thinking, especially in the last 1 year before joining Truveta, about deeply thinking about healthcare, being able to do something meaningful, and how can we help the people globally. So that's what I was thinking. And at the time, kind of a Truveta, Terry was thinking about this, Terry and I worked at Microsoft before. I never reported to Terry, but I was in the Terry's organization. So he called and said, hey, man, you're a consortium, man. I'm thinking about something like Truveta. Do you want to start thinking? So at the time we started talking about it, I was actually educating a little bit about how consortiums work and everything. And he introduced me with a bunch of CEOs of the health systems I was talking. And it became pretty clear that what I have been doing and some of this could be used very effectively for healthcare. So I was very enthused by that opportunity. And I told Terry, okay, come on, Terry, let's do it.
I love that. I love that. So for the people listening, tell us all about Truveta, who you are, what you do, and what the mission of the business is. And I know you've got a bit of a cool story about how you played a bit of a role in the help defining the mission statement. So tell us all about Truveta.
Truveta is a consortium, in the end consortium, that is led by health systems. And Truveta's vision statement is saving lives with data. I love this vision statement because this clearly speaks about why we all Truvetans are here. And as I was telling previously, the technology can solve problems, but being able to apply technology to meaningful problems, which is people, how can we create a difference with the data on AI? How can we make a difference to people's lives globally? And then I started thinking about, we started thinking, how can we apply all the expertise and all the learning in other industries to the healthcare industry that really help people, right, and save lives? So always when I think about this, I used to always think around this tagline called data saves lives. So I used to think, hey, if I started a company, this would be my vision statement because it's very pithy and powerful. So in the beginning, those days of Terry Myerson, our CEO, Lisa Gurry, our chief marketing officer at the time, we were discussing about the vision statement. I poured my passion with this tagline, data saves lives. And then we used that as a starting point to come up with this vision statement, saving lives with data. I think it crisply captures the essence of what we're trying to do and achieve. I think this vision resonates with the people that want to join us in this journey. And also, amazingly, it gives energy and meaning to all of us every day.
Yeah, and it's clear, concise, and it shows some of your marketing prowess as well as being strong technically. So tell us a bit more about the role AI plays in saving lives with data, and specifically what makes Truveta different in its use of data and AI.
Oh, there are two questions there. So I'll try to answer them in two parts. Okay, the first question, let's go with, is how is Truveta different? And when I start thinking about it, four things come to me. And these four major areas are coverage of the data, comprehensiveness and quality of the data, consumption of the data, and community. Okay, so I'll go each for 30 seconds on each of them. Coverage. You know that US healthcare is very fragmented. Data is very fragmented. There are many health systems and many different kind of health systems. And when somebody wants to do any research, they need data. And typically a researcher goes to an aggregator. Aggregators actually get the data from each of these health systems, de-identified because of the HIPAA, and they combine them together. Whereas Truveta, how Truveta is different is we are a health system-led consortium with over 16.5% of U.S. healthcare rendered by 20-plus health systems and growing. So right here, a researcher can get a very diverse, comprehensive data set. That's how sets us apart from the rest of the efforts. The second thing that I want to talk about is comprehensiveness. Whenever you look at the data, we know that patients' data comes in over as a time series data, it comes as a snapshot. If you're taking a monthly snapshot like an aggregator, it's very difficult to join them because you de-identify the data. After you de-identify, it loses the context. So you cannot join as much. But whereas this is where Truveta is different. We say our data is living and breathing data because we establish this platform architecture in such a way that we are actually sitting next to the health system, being able to create the longitudinal patient records very effectively so that this joining becomes very effective and comprehensive. And also our data, we have all the modalities of the data, structured data, unstructured data, imagery, genomics, everything. If you look at some of the aggregators, they focus on one or two of them, or they focus on a specific disease. So we go for all the modalities of data across all the diseases. One of the last thing, if you must have heard recently, that we have done we're doing a partnership with LexisNexis, where we are trying to get the social determinants data and the fact of death data, that one third of the people only die in the hospitals, the rest of them, they die elsewhere. So we need to give this data because death is one of the event that is considered in any healthcare research. So we're also bringing that. So as far as the comprehensiveness goes, we try to cover all the ends of the puzzle and all the modalities of data that comes in. The third one I'd say is most important is consumption. At early part of my journey, I was talking to some researchers. They say, hey, when I want to do my research, I spend about 1.5 years collecting the data, or 2 years sometimes if it is a rare disease. We want to be at a place where people can do it with a one or two clicks. That's what we actually get energy from. So one thing we, as I mentioned, regardless of health system data, we make it available in a unified model, in a unified programming construct. And we use this, we can ingress and egress data in standard ontologies so that the researchers can leverage their learning from the other spaces they are working with. And the second thing is all the search and relevance experience that, that some of me and some of the Microsofties that who are some Microsoft or the big companies that come in, we make sure this is search and this platform can operate at the speed of the brain. Because second thing people researchers say is, hey, there are platforms where I need to give a job and job takes 2 weeks to actually collect me the data. And I get amazed that you guys give the data within seconds. Okay, and we do all this with a very tight enterprise SLA, a web scale problem with an enterprise SLA with a very compliant system. We are in the last end of getting our certifications and things like that. So we are making the consumption very easy for the researchers. And the last but not the least is community. We know we have 20 different health systems. These health systems have a bunch of clinicians, clinical researchers, and a great community of them. And we leverage their expertise. For example, when you take a disease definition, for example, a diabetes. Diabetes has several definitions of diabetes. So we let community contribute these data definitions or disease definitions, and they can iterate on them so that a researcher, when he or she comes into our platform, they don't need to start ground up. They can leverage an existing definition and build on top of it. So we are very, very passionate about this. It takes a village to actually build a proper clinical research platform. And because we have health systems and the scientific community deeply thinking about this, we have pretty strong hold on how actually we can bring the community to the bear. So this kind of a sums up a coverage, comprehensiveness, consumption, community as the kind of a differentiating factors for Truvada. Now let's go a little bit into the AI. How is AI? What exactly the places where you're using AI? I will talk about this in like kind of three parts. One is AI for health systems, and second is AI for researchers, and AI for health system or clinicians, so that in a way we can understand, we can understand a little bit of what we are doing. What is the AI for health systems? Any of these major health systems we talk about, these 20 of them, they contain between 20 to 30 small health systems that are working on different data platforms underneath them. So we need to bring this data together and combine them. So we established something called as an embassy in our platform, which is each of the health system where we do a ton of AI to able to normalize this data so that all the data is in harmony, not only within the health system, but because we talk the same modeling and same learning patterns across all the 20 embassies and growing, we can create that consistency. And the second thing, we use the modern NLP, thanks that we created it in 2020. Modern NLP methods are not only much more capable of understanding the language better, but they're also much easier to adapt to the specialist domains like clinical text, how doctors type, how radiology reports come in, how pathology reports come in. And we use advances like transformer models, active learning, pre-training, distance supervision. We are using much of these technologies to the bear so that we can do it at the best for the health system. The beauty of this is because we are doing within the embassy, which is like a digital twin for the health system, a hospital system can leverage this data asset right back so that they can give a better patient care. The next set of the things that we do is for AI for researchers. This is where a clinical researcher, how they want to come and build a cohort. Because if you look at healthcare, innovation, the way it happens is you always find the diseases, patterns, care pathways, medications, everything in cohorts, and you distribute them one patient at a time. And you can look at how the results actually come back. Because of which researchers are always looking for a certain cohorts of patients for a certain disease definitions. Do a ton of AI. The experience that we have from the research and relevance actually comes here. How can they build these cohorts much better? How do you understand these patient journeys and assemble them into a powerful representation to capture the semantics of the journey so that they can build prediction models? And all these prediction models, they create a catalog of the prediction models that the AI researchers can use. So this is a place where we are doing a ton of work so that the researchers can be effective. They can bring the cures much faster to the world. That's where we are very excited about this area, what we are doing. The last one is AI for clinicians. Clinicians are the ones who take all this goodness of AI on all the work that we are doing, and actually they have to give it to the patient. So we want to put all this data, this fantastic AI, the search and relevance and everything in their fingertips. A doctor, a clinician will not have time to look at latest and greatest research articles, what exactly we need to be done. And sometimes doctors do not understand what their patient is going through. So they want to search like, hey, find more patients like mine. Okay, because doctors prefers to view their patients in reference to some research that has been done where they can attach with the cohort and look at what are the side effects, what thing happened. So all this kind of application are truly realize our vision of saving lives. So these are the three ways where, you know, places where we are adding our ton of kind of an AI expertise in AI for health systems, AI for researchers, and AI for clinicians.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
Staying on the topic of your use of AI, I know you're quite passionate about using AI responsibly, and given the sensitive nature of healthcare data and how personal and precious it is, how do you and the team at Truvetic go about making sure that the use of AI on healthcare data is done responsibly?
Oh, that's a very good question, actually. We know that AI has come a long way. At Microsoft, we used to think AI, this responsible AI in six ways it's published to, is any AI models have to be fair, they have to be reliable, they have to be private and secure, they have to be inclusive, they have to be transparent, that is explainable and accountable. So we are applying these kind of similar aspects in how we are actually producing our AI and dealing with the precious and the most valuable data, and also make sure that we are accountable with this data too. So when I look at it, I look at it as the three different responsibilities that we have. One is responsibility to patient. Second is responsibility to researchers. Third is our responsibility to health systems and clinicians in the same format I was talking before. So what is our responsibility to the patient? So that the health-related data is such a personal data of the patient, so we need to uphold the privacy. For this, we do so much to make sure that the data is thoroughly de-identified. We use latest techniques like differential privacy, k-anonymity. We do tests on multiple ways before the data moves into the consortium de-identified. So in this here, we are not only making sure that we meet the letter of the law, but also go above and beyond to uphold their privacy. The second thing is, any of the clinical studies, there are always certain underserved communities and everything that don't get a lot of representation of the data. We also put a special pin so that the dimensionality of the data that the researchers will get from health systems, we take special care where that sample for these kind of communities, data goes without any loss. This is also another big responsibility, because in this way, we can take care of all the patients and they are represented well in any clinical studies. So the second one is our responsibility to researcher. What do researchers want to know whenever they're doing a clinical research, that the data they're dealing with has no bias? Okay, because if you have a bias in the data, there'll be bias in the results. So they want to look at the diversity of the patients, their distribution. They wanted to make sure that some underserved, underrepresented populations are well served in their population. So we think this diversity of patients to nth degree, and we say that we have more than training data labels. We ensure that we account for the patient diversity in each of the small chunks of the data that moves and everything. So the historical patterns are preserved and all the learnings are going back so that the researchers are getting the best diversity of the data. The last thing is in this section is also is the researchers want to get the diversity of the partners. You know what I mean? Hey, I want to get from different health systems, or I want to get from different geographic area. I want to get from different AI companies to be able to work with. So we also make sure that the diversity of the partners exists so that the researchers can have this dialogue with all these, you know, parties. The last one is, I think, what we do for health system and our responsibility clinicians, right? We make all this fantastic innovation available at the fingertips of clinicians so that they can give a better care to their patients. We want the clinicians to be more knowledgeable and unbiased also. Okay, so all the work we do in the other two sections for our responsibility also comes and helps here so that we can do it in an unbiased way and being able to give better care for the patients. And to make sure that we are doing this right, Truveta has these two committees, what we call at the board level, Scientific Research Committee and Ethics and Privacy Committee, which actually is like a review board. And these are the partners from our health systems who have a lot of passion in this area to come and work with us so that we are doing it in the most responsible way possible and we pioneer the industry.
Final question from me, Jay. For people who are listening, who are curious and interested about the use of AI in healthcare, what advice can you offer them? And part two of that question is, looking ahead for the future of Truveta and the growth in store, what opportunities are there going to be for people who work within AI and data to potentially join Truveta?
I've been in this healthcare industry, purely an healthcare industry, for the last 18 months. So I've been thinking about this. I will say, you know, there's so much happening in healthcare, but I get this feeling that we are just getting started. The industry is getting started. There's a plenty to do because things are getting a new thinking, and the modern ways of thinking are coming in. So there's a plenty to do. And people from different industries, their expertise, they need to come and actually work in the healthcare industry. That's why I have this jihad to bring a lot of different thinking into the healthcare industry. So if people have done that, some of the things that I was alluding to, some of the techniques, if they have done for different industries, would love to have them. Second thing I'll talk about is this healthcare data itself is very humbling because I worked with different kind of data sets. Healthcare data is very complicated. So people have to be very careful. You have a lot of responsibility. You need to show a lot of responsibility with data. It is very personal. There are a lot of regulatory aspects. So it is truly humbling. And when you work with the latest and greatest technologies with this kind of an humbling area, it is going to put a different kind of a thinking for the people. So I welcome everybody to actually start looking at the AI in healthcare or the data areas. And shamelessly, I would say that, hey, we are a great place to start. If anybody, whether they're fresh out of the college, whether they are in the college or they're very experienced, we have a ton of places. As you can see, you know, 50-60% of our mission is driven by what AI can bring and save lives. We have, to start with, the very fresh out of the college people. We have internship program. We hire pretty good number of interns for undergraduates, graduate program, PhD, and postdocs. So they can do their focused kind of a research. If you're a postdoc, you can do a focused research on healthcare data along by the side of these clinical researchers and everything. So it's a great program. If you're interested, they can apply. And we are looking for experienced people, early to mid experienced people. We are hiring every day. Every month, we are hiring between, you know, 10 to 15 people. So we have a ton of jobs on our Truveta website. I would want people to check it out. And it is one thing I can tell you, having converted myself into purely healthcare, it has a deep meaning to what you do. You can think about, wow, this can help one of your friends. If you hear a case or something, you say, man, how can we help this area? So it is a very meaningful, and you get a lot of energy. So I welcome everybody who's not working in healthcare to come in healthcare. I know it looks very different off my pitch, what if you heard from me like 3-4 years back.
No, it's great, Jay, and I appreciate you finishing on that note because it's exciting to hear that you guys are growing so rapidly, and there's going to be a lot of opportunities for people to join. Jay, thank you so much for coming on today and talking to us. I appreciate you sharing your journey, all the amazing work you did at Microsoft, but most importantly, the work you're doing now at Truvada. It sounds like a great place to work, and we wish you and the team the best of luck in the years ahead. So thank you.
Thanks a lot, JP. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.